Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Israel reiterate zero tolerance towards terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to his counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. Country's GDP estimated to grow by 7.4% in current fiscal as compared to 6.5% in the last financial year. US military seizes Russian-flagged oil tanker linked to Venezuelan oil in North Atlantic. Spain and European allies reiterate firm support to Denmark and Greenland amid US weighing options to acquire territory. And India inflict 3-0 series whitewash against South Africa with 233-run victory in the final match of Under-19 Youth ODI in Benoni. And now the news in detail. India and Israel have reiterated zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Both the countries have reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic partnership. During the conversation, both leaders identified shared priorities to further strengthen the India-Israel strategic partnership guided by shared democratic values, deep mutual interest, and a forward-looking vision. The two leaders also exchanged New Year greetings and wished the people of both the countries peace and prosperity. The real gross domestic product, GDP, has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in 2025-26 against the growth rate of 6.5% during the last fiscal year. As per the first advance estimates of GDP for the current financial year, the real GDP is estimated to attain a level of over 201 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year against the provisional estimates of GDP for 2024-25 of over 187 lakh crore rupees. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, economic expert Deep Shikha Sikarwar highlighted that the strong GDP performance reflects sustained domestic demand, improved capital expenditure, and resilience in key sectors of the economy.
Significant here in GDP numbers is that India's growth story remains very resilient. The number of measures that were taken to support consumption, the income tax cut in the last budget, then GST reform, that has sort of driven the entire consumption story, and that is making India stand out globally amid so much of global turmoil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the country's reform express continues to gain momentum. Responding to the GDP numbers, Mr. Modi said this is powered by the NDA government's comprehensive investment push and demand-led policies. He said that the government is working to realize the dream of a prosperous India, be it infrastructure, manufacturing incentives, digital public goods, or ease of doing business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Somnath in Gujarat on Sunday and attend the Somnath Swabhiman Parv, as year-long activities have been planned at Somnath. The year 2026 marks 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath took place. The Somnath Swabhiman Parv will be observed from tomorrow, the 8th of January to 11th January, featuring year-long spiritual, cultural and social activities. The celebrations also coincide with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the restored temple's inauguration, which was led by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel in 1951. The US military today seized the Russian-flagged oil tanker Marinera, linked to Venezuelan oil in the North Atlantic. The vessel, previously named Bella One, was intercepted for alleged violation of US sanctions in the international waters to the northwest of Scotland. The US European Command said the action was taken by the US Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security in coordination with the military. It alleged that the tanker is part of a shadow fleet moving oil for Venezuela, Russia and Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. Russia had deployed a submarine and other vessels to escort the tanker across the Atlantic, according to media reports. In a related development, U.S. forces have also seized another Venezuela-linked tanker in the Caribbean. U.S. Southern Command said that it has apprehended a stateless, sanctioned Dark Fleet mortar tanker. The U.S. command said that the indicted vessel Sophia was operating in international waters and conducting illicit activities in the Caribbean Sea. It said the Coast Guard is escorting the tanker to the United States. On the other hand, the Russian Transport Ministry said that no state has the right to use force against vessels properly registered in other countries' jurisdictions. It adds U.S. forces boarded the Marinera, after which communications with the vessel were lost. The ministry said on 24th of December, the Marinera received a temporary permission to sail under the Russian flag. Spain has reiterated its firm support for Denmark and the people of Greenland, stressing that respect for national sovereignty is essential for global peace. In a social media post, Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, said Spain, along with Germany, France, Italy, Poland and the United Kingdom, reiterates its firm support for Denmark and the people of Greenland. The statement came in the wake of US President Donald Trump's statement about acquiring Greenland. Amid growing concern in Europe, several NATO allies issued a joint statement reaffirming support for Denmark and Greenland and emphasized the importance of collective security in the Arctic. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has slammed Pakistan for openly backing terrorists' training camps in big cities for decades. Dr. Jaishankar said, India's relationship with Pakistan remains an exception in contemporary global diplomacy due to Islamabad's long-standing and open support to terrorism. The minister said this while interacting with members of Indian community in Luxembourg today. He said no other country today has pursued the kind of policies Pakistan has against a neighboring state.
Show me in the world in this day and age any country which actually has pursued the kind of policies which Pakistan has against its neighbor. That for decades you have these training camps, not secret training camps at all, training camps in the big cities of Pakistan, very open, where the state, the military supports terrorism, and they've tried to normalize it as though it's their right to do it. I mean, nobody buys it anymore. I mean, everybody knows that these are people who are supported the state.
On U.S. military operation in Venezuela, the External Affairs Minister said India is concerned about the recent developments in the South American country. Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, has announced a seven-day period of national mourning following a U.S. military operation in Caracas this past weekend that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Venezuelan government has confirmed the death toll during the operation to at least 56, including 32 Cuban military and police personnel working in Venezuela. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has said Venezuela's interim authorities will transfer between 30 million and 50 million barrels of sanctioned oil to the United States, describing the plan as mutually beneficial for both the countries. Protests in Iran have entered their second week, spreading across Tehran, Iran, Ilam, Fasa and several other cities as anger over economic hardship and political repression continues to build. Human rights monitors estimate that between 29 and 36 protesters have been killed so far, while more than 1,200 people have been detained. Demonstrators have targeted government buildings and symbols of authority, with some streets informally renamed Trump Street as an act of defiance.
In an attempt to calm public anger, the government on Wednesday began paying an equivalent of about $7 a month in subsidies to households to offset rising prices of staple food items such as rice, meat and pasta. Shopkeepers, however, warned that prices of essentials including cooking oil would triple following the sharp fall of the riyal and the removal of preferential exchange rate for importers and manufacturers, a move that could further inflame the public sentiment. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Road, Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that India has become the first country in the world to commercially produce bio-bitumen in the road construction. Bitumen is a black viscous mixture of hydrocarbons produced by fractionation of crude oil, and it serves as a crucial binder in road construction. While addressing the CSIR technology transfer ceremony in New Delhi, the minister congratulated CSIR for this historic milestone. Mr. Gadkari said that the initiative will help in reducing pollution from crop residue burning. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Kameng hydroelectric project in Arunachal Pradesh.
The 600-megawatt Kameng hydroelectric project is a large run-of-the-river hydropower project located in the West Kameng district of Arunachal Pradesh. It was implemented by Northeastern Electric Power Corporation Limited under the oversight of the Ministry of Power. It was conceived as a four-unit scheme of 150 megawatt each and envisaged as a key component of the hydropower development strategy for the Northeastern region. The Kameng hydroelectric project emerged as a critical case requiring close interministerial coordination and high-level monitoring due to long gestation period and multiplicity of statutory and environmental clearances. The project was reviewed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi under Pragati on 24th June 2015. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for expeditious completion of the project and directed the Power Ministry to ensure completion at the earliest. Pragati provided a structured mechanism for coordinated action among the central ministries and the state government to address long-pending execution bottlenecks. The resolution of long-pending clearances and land use issues through Pragati-led intervention removed critical execution bottlenecks and stabilized construction schedules for the project. It was implemented at a cost of over 8,458 crore rupees and achieved 100% physical progress with commissioning completed on 10th February 2021. The Kameng project made Arunachal Pradesh a power surplus state, enabling it to supply surplus electricity to the regional and national grid. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Ministry of Communications has signed two Memorandum of Understanding, MOUs, with Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Ministry of Rural Development in New Delhi today. These MOUs are aimed at benefiting rural citizens and farmers by combating misinformation and providing banking services. Speaking on the occasion, Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya highlighted that the MOU signed between the Department of Posts and the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare will address the long-standing fake pesticides issue. And on to sports. In under 19 cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 233 runs in the third and final youth ODI of the three-match series at the Willowmore Park in Benoni. With this win, India inflicted a 3-0 whitewash on hosts. Chasing a target of 394 runs set by India, South Africa were all out for 160 in 35 overs this evening. The visitors scored 393 for 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Indian skipper Vaibhav Suryavanshi scored impressive 127 runs off 74 balls. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to field. Badminton star PV Sindhu has advanced to the second round of the Malaysia Open Super 1000 Badminton Tournament with straight games victory over Chinese Taipei Sung Shuo Yun, winning by 21-13, 22-20 in the women's singles opening round. The eight-seeded Sindhu will next face Japan's Tomoka Miyazaki in the second round. The former world champion is playing her first international match since recovering from a foot injury last year. Earlier, Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty defeated Chinese Taipei's Yang Po Suan and Li Jie Yu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Israel reiterate zero tolerance towards terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to his counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. Country's GDP estimated to grow by 7.4% in current fiscal as compared to 6.5% in the last financial year. U.S. military seizes Russian-flagged oil tanker linked to Venezuelan oil in North Atlantic. Spain and European allies reiterate firm support to Denmark and Greenland amid US weighing options to acquire territory. And in cricket, India inflict 3-0 series whitewash against South Africa with 233-run victory in the final match of Under-19 Youth ODI in Benoni. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.